Hello, Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's January 10th, 1200 UTC, Greenwich Mean Time, Universal Time. And our position is 53 degrees south and 113 degrees west, approximately, without the minutes. Going along, we just put our reef in the mainsail. We've been going downwind into fractional Jenniker up in full main through the night and starting to get a little bit more wind. So just being conservative here, and procedure for that is to roll up the fractional Jenniker or roll out the staysail. Trim that for going upwind, head upwind to about 70 degrees true wind angle, so you can let the mainsail out and it flags back away from the mast. Then lower the sail into the reef and then get going back downwind again, roll up the staysail and roll out the fractional Jenniker. So actually five sail changes to make one sail change. Took about a half an hour, but a little bit more conservative here now. And going along about 12, 13 knots. So we're the tail end of the group again. Alan Rura jived a little before we did yesterday, and so was able to kind of cut the corner on us. And he's sailing really fast. It's funny, we had an email exchange, and he said, well, I'm going to slow down a little bit because there's going to be more wind as we get to Cape Horn, and maybe let some of that go by. And but he's still going as fast as we are. We were trying to catch up a little bit last night, so he's doing a great job, and on a more difficult boat to sail, older boat as well. No pedestal in the cockpit to drive the winches, no coach room, so he's out exposed, kind of like we were last time in 2008 with GA3, no coach room there. But anyway, that's been nice to have conversations with him. And just did the Vendée live English version, and lo and behold, it brought on Johnny Malvin, who was my friend from the South, 2008. We talked almost every day going across the Indian Ocean by Iridium phone, and he had been kind enough to call early on. I didn't really know him before the race, and certainly until we started having these conversations in the Indian Ocean. He called to alert me. I was about 150 miles behind him of an iceberg that he had seen, and I was about in his path, so be on high alert when I got to that position. And so then we just started talking almost every day. We had a lot of gales. We had went through seven gales in the Indian Ocean, and he had a big mainsail problem. It was a delamination problem, and ultimately had to retire in New Zealand, and I really missed him going across the Pacific, I'll say that. So really nice to have him on Vendée Live today, and just like old home week, I guess, just like old times. And he's a great guy, and hopefully he'll come back and do Vendée Globe again in the future. He's got a project now going on to go upwind around the world alone, and hopefully that'll all come together and be a successful passage as well. So nice to talk to you, Johnny. Today we're next to about 36 hours. We've got apparently stable conditions, and then the next depression comes along, and we're trying to figure out a way to stay out of the bulk of the wind, but stay north of this AEZ, which just confines a mariner's options in an unseamanlike fashion. That's my opinion. Of the Antarctic exclusion zone. And you'd like to be able to go south to get out of the big winds, and you'd like to be able to go south to get into some wind if you're in one of these big highs like the guys were here in this group. And so it's a really constraining feature, and it's I don't think it's good. I hope that they change that for the future races. Anyway, we are going along all okay, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 4, off and clear.